Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We are living in a world of double standards where there is political correctness and there's an agenda that is focused on overpowering the Judeo-Christian worldview. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, you recently had on BobWire.com an article talking about bakeries that refuse to bake a cake with traditional marriage messages or a message that doesn't support same-sex marriage. They refuse to do that. We don't have the attorneys general of those states coming after them, trying to force them to bake a cake. However, what we have seen are Christian bakers that say they cannot bake a cake for a same-sex wedding, and they get hauled up before the Human Rights Commission in their state, attacked by the attorney general, and put on the defensive to violate their Christian values.
Yeah, the double standard here is stark. And Ted Shubat, who is the son of Waleed Shubat, who was a former terrorist for the Muslim Brotherhood, who became a Christian. His son, also Theodore Shubat, is a Christian. He called 13 prominent gay or pro-gay, homosexual or pro-homosexual bakeries and requested a pro-traditional marriage cake with a message, and that's what this is all about. When we talk about Christian bakeries refusing to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding, we have to keep in mind here they're not refusing to serve gay customers. They're refusing to bake a cake that sends a message that they disagree with. If it's a birthday cake or something else, you never hear about any problems. Well, in this case, the same thing applies here, a cake with a message that these homosexual bakers disagreed with, and all 13 of them not only refused, but viciously did so. They cussed them out. There was profanity. They were ugly. They were horrible. And, boy, the double standard here is blaring.
Well, you know what they ought to do is file a complaint with the Human Rights Commission and say what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If they want to play this zero-sum game that will attempt to use the engine of the government to come after people of faith who refuse to participate in celebrating sin, then they're going to be also targeted as well and see how they like it. If someone wants to have a message on that cake or have the message of that cake that does not support same-sex marriage. You know, what we have seen in the past, what we said before, is this is a zero-sum game. Not because Christians are intolerant, but because the agenda is intolerant. That this agenda does not want any viewpoint that is even silent, that does not support actively their homosexual sexual aberrations of same-sex relationships.
Well, yeah, you think, and these are all staged as well, the vast majority of them. I mean, these, they come with lawsuit ready in hand, already written from their Lambda legal team or their GLAAD team or, you know, the ACLU. For instance, the big case in Denver with the Christian baker, the homosexual couple that came in and requested a cake, well, they had already, it came out much later, that they had already been so-called married in Massachusetts. So this was all staged in order for a political. So what this amounts to is, are these homosexuals going in, targeting Christian bakeries, Christian florists, Christian businesses, knowing what they're doing, and they are harassing them. They're abusing these laws that are really unconstitutional on their face, Matt, and they're abusing the laws in order to harass and intimidate these Christians and send a shot over the bow of anyone who would dare stand against their radical sexual anarchist agenda.
Well, I think that we ought to do a couple of things. We have to be very intentional in drawing a line in the sand. Number one, we're not going to participate in celebrating sin. That when someone forces a photographer, a baker, or a florist to participate in celebrating sin, which is same-sex marriage, that is a sin. that you cannot compromise your values in that. Liberty Counsel will stand with you. On the other hand, I think that we ought to go after those individuals and call their bluff. You know, it's you are a boxer, Matt. Somebody starts pounding you. You can't just simply retreat. You've got to come off the ropes, and you got to start pounding back. Now, we're not talking about violence, but we're talking about coming back at them with the same kind of strategy or the same kind of medicine that they are engaging in or dishing out. If they want to force a Christian baker to violate their beliefs, then they're going to have to be forced to violate their views. And I think what will happen is they're going to say, wait a minute, we don't want to go down that road. Well, if they don't want to go down that road, then they better stop forcing Christians, people of faith, to violate their conscience.
Well, amen, Matt. And that's a great analogy, the boxing analogy, because a lot of folks, unfortunately, a lot of Christians and good, well-meaning people don't understand that we are in a fight here. This is a fight for our freedom. This is a fight for our very ability to be Christians and to exercise our Christian faith. And when you're in a boxing match, you know, if you know, some of these bakers, some of these magistrates in North Carolina and elsewhere, for instance, have literally, they've thrown in the towel. They've quit. Well, guess what happens when you throw in the towel? You lose. You've lost the fight. It doesn't matter if you get knocked out or you throw in the towel, you still lose the fight. Well, we say don't quit. Stand and fight back. Fight fire with fire, and that's great. But the reality is, Matt, the reality is that a homosexual baker has every right and should have every right to refuse to bake any cake for a Christian for a traditional wedding if they don't want to. Doesn't a gay baker have a right to say, we only do cakes for, you know, so-called homosexual weddings?
Well, you know, you see, as crass as it is, I've seen billboards that attorneys are advertising that they only represent men or they only represent women in divorces. Now, I think that's pretty crass, but that's what their specialty is. And if a woman comes to that particular attorney wanting to have them represented in a divorce, they say that's not what we specialize in. We specialize in representing men. Now, as crass as that is, as much as you disagree with it, that's their right to be able to do so. In the same with a homosexual baker, they have a right to be able to not bake a cake for natural marriage. And a Christian baker has a right not to bake a cake for a same-sex union. It's contrary to their conscience. It's their choice. They have a right to do that. They shouldn't be forced to photograph, to bake, to make flowers for, use their artistic talent toward something that violates their conscience.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, what we're talking about here, though, it's not, you know, the left, the homosexual activists try to compare this, you know, to the Jim Crow days or people turning away blacks from, you know, we don't serve your kind here, that kind of nonsense. And it's such a disingenuous and offensive comparison on a number of reasons, because, again, these bakers and these photographers aren't saying they want photograph, they want serve these individuals, that they want to take them as customers, just that they will not sponsor and participate in a message of sin. And what we're talking about here are mutable, highly morally objectionable behaviors, sinful behaviors, historically and biblically sinful behaviors, and that are very controversial, and across the world, still the vast majority of people recognize them as immoral and wrong and so forth. So it's an offensive comparison to compare, as Ken Hutcherson used to say, the black pastor, don't compare your sin to my skin.
No question about that. And we want to stand with those individuals, people of faith and conscience, who are confronted with this agenda. Pray for Liberty Counsel and financially support Liberty Counsel as we continue to engage in this battle. And it is a battle that has been intensifying. Go to lc.org or call us at 800-671-1776. Again, the website is lc.org, or you can call us toll-free. Do two things for us, please. Pray for the ministry and stand with us in support, both financially as well as being the eyes and ears for Liberty Counsel on the ground. If you find something, see something, read it on the internet, send it to us at liberty@lc.org. That's the email, liberty@lc.org, or call us. If we don't know that something is happening in your community, we can't get involved. But if we know, we can reach out represent those individuals at no cost and defend and advance our religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. You can also go to the website, lc.org, and go to the resources page. We have the Patriots Handbook series there. We also have the first edition of our online educational program. I encourage you to get it and become educated about the purpose and role of government, Christian worldview, and citizen activism. For more information, call us today at 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.